In a landmark case involving the American National Football League, a settlement has been reached that could see the NFL paying around $1 billion to former and current players. The case was brought by thousands of former players who say the NFL hid the harms of concussion. The league has always denied the link between concussion and neurological diseases, as Sarah Sedgie reports.
Today, a federal judge in Philadelphia approved a plan for the NFL to pay compensation to thousands of former players suffering from brain injuries.
The case between former players and the American NFL first began in 2011. Now, finally, a settlement has been reached. Robert Boland is a professor of sports business and sports law at New York University.
Well, the judge has decided that the plaintiffs and the NFL have stipulated to a settlement that is large enough to protect future plaintiffs and future claimants under this lawsuit, even those who haven't fully come forward at this point. It's about a $765 million pool of money that will be filled in by the NFL over the next 20 years to manage claims by people who are affected by concussion litigation or concussion disability issues, both now and in the future.
The case was brought by former players who say the league did not protect them from brain injuries as a result of concussion. Professor Boland says the NFL has been able to reach a settlement without admitting that concussion causes harm to players.
The NFL also probably re-articulates that there is no admission of culpability, and this settlement really is a gesture by them to make sure that they're taking care of their former players who honored the game and build their history. So I think the NFL is probably saying, we're relieved it's over, we're relieved that this existential challenge is out there and gone now, and we're ready to move on.
The injuries players say have been caused by concussion include a neurological disease known as chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. The symptoms are devastating and include aggression, depression, and drastic changes to the personality. The settlement could cost the NFL around $1 billion, and some of that money has been set aside for medical exams and concussion research. There are lessons for all Australian football codes, according to Dr. Adrian Cohen, the director of NeckSafe, a not-for-profit group focused on the prevention of head and neck injuries.
What we have to learn is that it shouldn't take 30 years to reach this kind of conclusion. For 30 years, the NFL tried to deny the fact that their sport and athletes being paid a lot of money to play it in a business that was worth $12 billion a year actually suffered harm. They obfuscated the science, they forced conflicting results, they had inappropriate doctors at the head of their actual NFL medical commission. And it wasn't until Roger Goodsall, the commissioner, stood in front of a Senate inquiry and faced the accusation that the NFL was no better than big tobacco trying to deny that smoking caused cancer, that people started to take notice.
Dr. Cohen says not enough is yet known about concussion in sport. He's working on a research project with the Randwick Rugby Club, which involves placing small biosensors behind players' ears to record impact levels during matches.
The answer is knowledge. We have to know. Therefore, we have to ask the questions, we have to do the research, and we have to find the information. If you can measure it, you can monitor it. We can look after people. And we have to accept now that we all understand that sport and high-impact sports played for a long period of time have the potential to do damage. If we don't look for that damage, we'll never find it.
He says more research will help make sports safer for players.
We don't want to be treating people 30 years down the track because they can't remember their names. We want to be preemptively going out and making sure we understand what's going on. This is about player welfare, so we've got to look after the players. They've got to be adequately prepared, informed. So it's all about the individuals playing the sport. And I mean that from the guys running around in the park and the school kids on our ovals right through to the top players that we see in the headlines.
That's Dr. Adrian Cohen, the director of NeckSafe, ending Sarah Sedgie's report.